The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Haida Gwaii has seen an increase in beached humpback whale carcasses in the last month. Since October, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans has investigated the death of four whales found dead on the coast of Haida Gwaii. Paul Cottrell, Marine Mammal Coordinator for the DFO, explained what causes of death the preliminary reports are demonstrating.
So we've sampled or necropsied four animals since the start of October there, and two have shown blunt force trauma consistent with vessel strike. The other two, we're still waiting on sample and tissue for all of them, so we don't have final reports yet. But the other two, we don't have a definitive cause of death yet, and I think the two that have shown blunt force trauma, we still need the final report to confirm cause of death. But those are kind of the preliminary results we have from the four that we've sampled.
Cottrell explained that this increase in humpback deaths could be coinciding with an increased humpback population.
We're seeing a population rebound, but I think we're also seeing movement into inshore waters, maybe from Southeast Alaska into our waters. We have very productive inshore waters. We're seeing a lot of krill, a lot of herring. So I think they're kind of drawn to food sources, but also hopefully reflective of a healthy ecosystem and lots of prey for them. So I think it's a combination of probably multiple factors, but just great to see.
So although the DFO often sees an average of 5 to 10 humpback deaths a year, Cottrell explains that the healthy population could have resulted in a higher death count for the month.
The unique thing about this is having, you know, four or five in 1 month is much, it's a bit of a blip, a high blip. So we're definitely interested and going to continue to be vigilant to see if this trend continues, and we hope it doesn't. But yeah, I mean, part of that is because we have more humpbacks and we're going to see more humpback death. But the important thing that we're looking at is why they died and if there is that human cause of death, whether it's entanglement or vessel strike, really important for management, and if we need to look at implementing some sort of management actions that may minimize those human caused deaths.
Cottrell explained why their research into the deaths is so significant now that the humpback population seems to be moving into the area.
We've got a lot more humpbacks that have moved into inshore waters in the last decade, which has been fantastic, kind of moving back to where humpbacks used to occur in inshore waters. So there's big movement and large number of animals, which is wonderful. And often you can see humpbacks now in inshore waters. But we're also seeing more interactions with fishing gear that's in inshore waters and also vessels that are inshore waters and even offshore as well. So that's what we want. That's why this research and these necropsies are so important, to look at that and get a sense of, if we can, where it may be occurring, and then look at, we know the specific vessel or the area, then we can look at what we may be able to look at in terms of management.
If you witness a marine mammal incident, the DFO urges you to call their 24-hour marine mammal incident hotline at 1-800-465-4336. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.